Okay, when the last line of Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara is discuss. Wait, first of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal, Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo Ben Tzvi, whose yard site is on the first day of Yom Tov. Okay, so we're up to the bottom line of Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Ella Mistabra. Therefore, it makes sense. We're going back now to say that the makar, that a girl, when her father is makadosh her, that the kedushin money goes to the father. Right? We had a question. Where did we learn that out from? So we said we learned out from v'yotza chinam ein kasef, that when an amma ivriya goes out free, she doesn't get kasef. However, when a girl gets, I'm sorry, the master doesn't give her. But when a girl gets married, she does. That was v'yotza chinam ein kasef. Ein kasef lezu, but yesh kasef lezu. There's no kasef for the master, but there is kasef for the father of a girl. And we're back to that. Ella mistabra dechikam amayit. It must be that when it was mamayit, when the pasuk says v'yotza chinam ein kasef yitzia dechavosei kam amayit. We are being mamayit, a girl, we are being mamayit to tell you that when a girl is married off by her father does get the kesef kedushin. Ah, the high lo dam yahai, yitzia lahai, yitzia, but they're not really comparable. They're not really the same thing. Why not? Because hasam nafgle mirushas adon lagamri. When an Amma Ivriya goes out free, she's totally free. She's totally free. She's completely free from her husband, from her master. She's a free girl now. Hacha v'rahacha akati michsera mesira l'chupa. But here, even though a girl is being makadish to a man, there's still something that's connecting her to her father, which namely is, there's no chupa yet. There's no nisuin. So she still has a shaykhis to her father. Rashi says it. If the girl would die right now, her father would inherit her. So you see that there's still a connection to her father, so it's not really comparable.
So that would make more sense why the father would get it.
What?
That would make more sense why
the father would get it. True, true. But the point is, we're trying to compare going out. She's going out from a master. She doesn't do this guy anymore. She's done with him. Here, and what? In kesef. But by a father, yesh kesef. But it's not the same thing. When she goes out from her father, she didn't really go out. All the more reason, she didn't really go out. Says the Gemara, yes, however, but hafaras nadar mi anafgleim rishusa. But when it comes to hafaras nadar, she's considered out. How do you know? Ditnan, nara hamurasa viyubala mafer nadeha. When at this point in her life, if she makes a neder, you require the baal and the father to make it together. So what do you see? She's not really connected to the father. She's really not so attached to him. He can't even be made for an adarm anymore by himself. He needs the husband also. So the connection is very, very tenuous, very flimsy, so flimsy that the comparison is valid. It's the best I can tell you. Because you found one thing in the Torah where he can't do it by himself, but what about Yerusha? I think if she dies, I think he will be matama her, the father. So, well, he's always known as his daughter. But I think the connection, the problem that we have is better than the answer that we give. Okay.
The
Gemara is going to ask, what about kicha kicha? So the Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. The Gemara is going to ask that question. V'hai, so wait a minute. V'hai, v'yotza chinam l'hachi yudasa. That's what v'yotza chinam comes to teach? That's what it comes to teach? That what? That when it comes to kesef kedushin, the father gets the money? Is that what the pasuk is telling me? We need it for another vart. The Tanya, v'yotza chinam, it says v'yotza chinam, elu yamei bagrus. As Rashi points out, it says v'yotza chinam. At some point in the Amma Ivri's life, she leaves the Baal. She leaves the master. When? When? When does she go out? V'yotza chinam, she goes out. When? Says the Gemara, from the words v'yotza chinam, means elu yamei bagrus. Those are days of bagrus. What's bagrus? When she reaches the age of 12 and a half. She goes out. Ein kasef. What do the words ein kasef mean? Eilu yamei nairus. Those are the days of nairus. What's nairus? When she reaches the age of 12. The Gemara will ask in about 10 lines. It doesn't make any sense. If she goes out when she's 12, of course she goes out when she's 12 and a half. Why is the Torah giving me two limudim? But putting that question aside, we already need these words for this limud. So how can these words teach me that a father gets the kids of kedushin? We need these words to tell me the din of when they leave, when an amavri leaves. So the Gemara answers, very difficult answer. Amar Ravina. Ravina says, now, in Cain, if all I needed to tell me was the halacha of when an amma leaves, lemakra ein kesef. It should say ein without a yud. Ein kesef, no money. When does she leave? When she's 12. My ein kesef with the yud. I have my limud. Ein kesef la adon zeh. You don't pay a adon to leave. Aval yesh kesef la adon acher. But there is kesef. In a different case, Umayniya, who's that? Av, it's the father. So because there's an extra yud in the word ein, we don't need that yud, that extra yud is teaching me the halacha of that a father gets the kesef kedushin. And what is Yotzachin and kesef? That tells me when an amavri leaves a master's domain. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umimai did darshir and hachir. Who made up that draw? Who told you to learn such a drasha like that? How do you know a drasha like that? So the Gemara says, we have a place in Shas, so we have such a drasha like that. The Tanya, it says in the Torah that if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, she no longer is allowed to eat Truma. She married a Yisrael, she can no longer eat Truma. What if her husband dies? Can she go back to her father and eat Truma? So the halach is, it depends. If she has children or not. So the pasuk, if she has children, she can never go back. If she doesn't have, she can. So the pasuk says, Vizera Einla. So there are no children. If she doesn't have any children, she can go back to her father and continue to eat truma again. Ainli ela zara. So I only know it has in the pasuk if she doesn't have any children. Zara zara minayin. What if she doesn't have any children, but she has grandchildren? Her children, children passed away unfortunately, but she has grandchildren. Is that good enough of a reason to she can't go back and continue to eat truma? Her husband passed away, but she happens to not have any children anymore alive. Only has grandchildren. Is that enough of a reason? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, Zera Ein La. It says the word Ein. And we read it as Ayin La. Go examine her. In other words, don't just look and see if there's children. Are there grandchildren? Are there great-grandchildren? Any descendant. So you see, there's such a precedent for the word Ein being learned, the yud of the word Ein being learned up. So too, we're going to learn up the yud of the Ein here. The Ainli Ella Zera Kosher. Again, what if she doesn't have any children that are kosher? She didn't have Eira. She lived with somebody else. And she has a child from that union, a mamzer. So is a mamzer, it's her biological child. So is a mamzer a reason enough? And then her husband died. And they never had children together. But she has this mamzer. So can she go back to her father and eat truma? It's not the Cohen's child. No, he's a Yisrael. She's a Bas Kohen. So she did an Aveira. She has a Mamza. So can she go back now to her father?
Yeah, had she have a Mamza, it means she had a Bia Psu, which means she's possible to anyway.
Yes, I don't know what this means. Ainli El Zera Kusher. Zera Pussel Menayin. How do I know that if she has a Zera Pussel? What's a Zera Pussel then?
No, it's a Mamza, but that doesn't make sense. How is she having a Zera Pussel?
Yeah. Rashi she says Zera Pussel could go on Mamza.
Right, so that means she had an illicit relationship, which means she's also eating Chum anyway.
Yeah, is that true?
Isn't that the case?
Okay, fine. So the answer is that her grandchild is a mamzer.
Okay.
How could that be?
So her child died, but that child had a mamzer.
So then why? So is that what it is?
Because didn't we just say that the zera zera?
No.
Maybe the question's wrong.
So hey, they changed the gears here. In the Masifta, they point out that the Rashi changed the gears to say that if the grandchild is a mamzer.
Why did that affect
her? What? Because we just said that she has to have grandchildren.
Right.
And what if the grandchild is not from a normal marriage? But she has a grandchild. She has a biological grandchild. So we said that if she doesn't have any children, she doesn't have any grandchildren, she can go back to her father to the Ichuma. What if a grandchild that she has is a mamzer?
Okay.
So does that consider a child? Is that considered a descendant that will stop her from eating truma? That's the question. Right, that's the question. The answer is yes, it will stop her from eating truma. How do you know? The same thing. Tamalama, zera ain law. I'm sorry. Zera pasam. Tamalama, zera ain law. I in law. Again, check it out. Right. Her husband's dead. Her husband's dead, and she doesn't have any children. All her children also died. But she happens to have a grandchild who's a mamza. So now she has a grandchild in the world that is not a Kohen. Because she's a Bas Kohen. Her husband was a Kohen. Her husband was a Yisrael. All her children are Yisraelim. All her grandchildren are Yisraelim. There's a Yisrael out there who's a mamzer, who's her grandchild. But there was no normal marriage that produced that child. It's a mamzer. Is that enough of a descendant out there to stop her from eating truma? The Gemara says yes. How do you know? I in law. Check it out. So the Gemara says, by the way, we don't even need a pasuk to tell me that a child prevents her from going back. That's obvious. Why? I'm sorry. V'ha'aftake l'zera zara. But we already know that a grandchild is the same halacha as a child. B'nei banim, arehim kebanim. So the Gemara says, you're right. Zera zara lo itzdrichkra. That we didn't even need. We don't even need a pasuk for that. That what? That a grandchild will stop her from eating truma. The b'nei banim, arehim kebanim. That's obvious. Ki itzdrichkra. The whole pasuk was, lezera pasul. Well, if the grandchild is a mamzer, that's already a big, we don't even understand such a case, that's a big chiddush. Would that stop her? Yeah, that stops her from eating truma as well. Vatana gufa benale the darish achi. Now, how did this Tana know to make a drasha like that? How did he know to make a drasha like that? That what? That we're darshing the yud. So the Gemara says, Amri ksiv, which says by Bilam, the full pasuk reads, vayakumu sorei morav, vayavo abod vayomer, me'ein Bilam holach imanu. Me'ein. Ksiv me'ein Bilam. U'me'ein yivmi. Delo ksiv behu yud. There's no yud in that pasuk. That, those words, me'ein, without a yud, mean no. V'hacha ksiv behu yud. Here it does say a yud. Shema mina, l'drashahu da'asa. You can have, there are places in the Torah where it says ein without a yud. So obviously the yud is extra. The word is just as good without it. So obviously the yud is for drasha. Fine. Vizera ain la. It's a different word. Right. I understand, but that's a drasha. So that's a valid drasha. V'itzruch lemichtav kiddushe aviha, v'itzruch lemichtav maisi adehal aviha. We need a separate pasuk to tell me that the kiddushin money goes to the father by a katana. And we need a separate pasuk to tell me that a girl that does work for her father, he gets the profit from that as well. That is right. The e kasev rachmana kedushe lavia. If I only would have had the pasuk of the yatsa chinam ein kasev hava mina, I would have thought mishum delo tircha behu. Because what kind of tircha is there on behalf? Why should the girl get that money? What did she do? Aval maisa yadeha, but if she's working for somebody, the katircha behu, and that was a tircha, meaning she sold us an amma ivriya, and the kesef for the amma ivriya for the sale went to the father. So why should the father get that money? She's doing the work. The ka'ayema didahava, I would say, that belongs to her. V'i ashmi'inan maisa yadeha, and if we'd only say maisa yadeha, that an amma ivriya, the kesef goes to the father, that's because the ka misazne mine, because the father supported her all these years. He raised her. Aval kiddusheha, but a kesef kiddushin dime al makasi came out of left field. Some guy said, "I want to marry your daughter," right? Ema di dahava, maybe it's hers. Tzricha, you need both. Fine. Now we get to the meat of today's daf, which is gufa. V'yatzach chinam. It says in the pasuk, it's in Parshas Mishpatim. V'yatzach chinam ein kasef. Which we said, what do those words mean? Besides the fact that a father gets the kedushin money for a katana, besides that, that when does an amma ivriya leave? It's a pasuk out of the pasuk. She goes out at some point in her life. What's that point? So gufa. V'yatzachinam elu yimei bagrus. Those are days of bagrus. What's bagrus? 12 and a half. And ein kosef elu yimei nairus. So the Gemara says, so wait a minute. For lichtor rachmana nairus, let the Torah only write that she leaves at a nairus, velo bo'i bagrus. And I will not need bagrus. What do I need bagrus for? If she leaves at 12, she for sure leaves at 12 and a half. Okay? The Gemara is going to answer this question by saying, we're going to get there at the bottom. Until we get there, it's not easy. The Gemara is going to answer that we're talking about a girl that at the age of 12 and a half didn't have simanim of a bagrus. She still didn't mature. So it could be, we're waiting now, is she going to turn into an islandess? And then she's someone who doesn't have simanim of a woman at all, she can't have children. Then at the age of 20, she'll leave. That's why it says both. Normal girl leaves at 12, and a not normal girl leaves at bagrus. When's bagrus? Yeah, for normal girls, it's 12 and a half. You're right, that was totally redundant. But we're talking about maybe it's a case which is girl's not normal, she's not developing normally, she has to wait. That's why there's two different dates. That's going to be the Gemara's answer. But before we get to that answer, what do you need two dates for? If she leaves at 12, she for sure leaves at 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rabba, Bo Zev Limit Al Zev. No. One teaches you about the other. How so? Midi Dahavi Atoshav V'Sachir. Very similar to Atoshav and Asachir. The Gemara is going to say now that the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, it says I think this is Parashat Emor, V'Tanya. What's a Toshav and a Sachir? So the halach is that a Toshav and a Sachir, whatever they are, we don't know what those words mean, whatever they mean, if a Kohen owns a Toshav and a Sachir, the Toshav and the Sachir do not eat Truma. An Eved Kenani of a Kohen does eat Truma. A wife of a Kohen does eat Truma. A Toshav and a Sachir do not eat Truma. What's a Toshav and a Sachir? The Tanya, Toshav, Zekonoi Kinyan Olam. A Toshav is somebody who is an Eved Ivri, who is staying forever. They don't stay forever. They only stay till Yovel. The reason why it's called forever is because, Shmuel said that really an Eved Ivri should go forever. Really should be forever. It happens to be there's a Petur that Yovel lets him out. Unlike an Eved Ivri for 6 years, where it's a 6 year term. In other words, when an Eved Ivri gets a Nirtza and stays full Yovel, he's not staying till Yovel. He's staying forever. Happens to be that when Yovel comes, he's going to get out. It's a whole different world. The other way is, I'm going for 6 years. It's a 6 year term. It's not a 48 year term till Yovel. No. It's a forever term. Happens to be Yovel lets him out. That's why it's called Kinyan Olam. So it's Toshav is Kinyan Olam. Sachir, what's a Sachir? Zeh Karnik Kinyan Shanim. That's a 6 year term. So there's two types of Eved Ivris. Now wait a minute. If a guy who's there forever doesn't eat Truma, so of course the guy who's going for 6 years doesn't eat Truma. Why both? The pasuk says, V'chol zar lo yochal, kodesh. Any zar doesn't eat truma. Toshav kohen, v'sachir, lo yochal kodesh. They both don't eat. Why are both mentioned? If a guy who's there forever can't eat truma, so for sure a guy who's there for 6 years can't eat truma. Why are they both in the pasuk? So the Gemara says, Yomar toshav, v'lo yomar sachir. It should only say toshav, and of course I would know a sachir. Right? Of course I would know. It's obvious. If a guy who's there forever can't eat truma, isn't that for sure? Right? So the Gemara says as follows. No. Had it only mentioned one of them, I would have said that a toshav, that a toshav is only a 6 year term. In other words, I don't know what these words mean. What's a toshav? A resident. What does that mean? What's a sochar? A worker. What does that mean? Those words don't mean anything. So if only one would have been there, I would have thought, you know what? A 6 year term doesn't eat. There's no way. But if a guy's there forever, he does. If only one is mentioned, I would have no idea which one's which. These words don't mean anything. They mean something, of course, the Torah. But we don't know what they mean. So if the Torah only would have mentioned one, I wouldn't know the halacha. I would have no clue. Bas sachir v'limit al toshav. That's why they're both mentioned. Both have to be mentioned. Sha'af al pi, shekarnik kinin olam, eno ochel. Even though he's there forever, he doesn't eat. In other words, if only one would have been there in the pasuk, I would have no idea which one it was. I would have said to myself, yeah, if you're there for 6 years, you don't. But if you're there forever, you do. He's there for so long. We know what the word means, but yeah, what does the word mean? What does it mean, a toshav? A toshav can't eat truma. What's a toshav? So we interpret it to mean somebody who's an eved for forever. And what's a socha? What's an eved for 6 years? So what do you need both for? What the kav chomer? If the guy's there forever, he can't. So we said, well, we don't know. But if only have one. Which one would it be? We have no idea. Yeah. Which, well, no, but these words are such general words that we darshan what they mean. So, a toshav can't mean the other thing? It can't mean 6 years, it can't mean yovel? Sure it can. Each word could mean both. So we need both. So, Amale Abaya, somebody says, wait a minute. Me, dummy, how can you compare the case of Eved Ivri to our case here of a girl? Hasam tregufe ninu. There, we're talking about two separate people. I got two guys in my house. Two Eved Ivris. So him, what's halacha? Him, yeah, him, not. I have a shayla what to do with them. One's here for the next 35 years, and one's leaving in 2 years. What's the halacha with these guys? So I need the pasuk to be specific. So, the chinami kasev rachmana, toshav nirtza lo yochal, v'hada kasev idach, hu socher. And this might be your question, David. Now that I know that we're talking about two different people, it's true. Milsa d'isav b'kal v'chomer. I really do have a kal v'chomer, but milsa d'isav b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasev lakra. Sometimes, even though I can learn that from kal v'chomer, the Torah will go ahead and write it anyway. Even though we're not sure what to do, we're not sure the halacha, but it's two different people, and we don't want to make anyone have the wrong halacha. Had only one been said, we wouldn't be so sure. Maybe we wouldn't be so sure. Maybe it would be a kal v'chomer. So what do we do? Even though it's a kal v'chomer, the Torah writes it anyway. Aval hacha elahacha chad gufihi. It's one girl. Talking about one girl. Ki nafgala, when she goes out, benairus, bibagrus, my boy gabe. So when she leaves at 12, how can she ever leave at 12 and a half? What's she still doing there? What's she still doing there? She already left at 12. Why? She became an Ira. So at 12 and a half, what's she still doing there? That's the Gemara's question. Okay. Now, just before we get to the answer, so Tosfos here says, just a minute on Eved Ivri. Tosfos here says that the Gemara is going to say later on, why is it that an Eved Ivri doesn't eat truma? Why not? An Eved Kanani eats truma. Why does an Eved Ivri eat truma? So Tosfos says, because an Eved, someone here says, because an Eved Ivri, you're not kona the goof of an Eved Ivri. You're only kona his mamon. Right? You're not, as opposed to an Eved Kanani, you own an Eved Kanani. An Eved Ivri is a different bria. You don't own an Eved Ivri. He's working for you. He stole whatever it is. He's working for you. You don't own him. You're allowed to give him to a Shifcha Kananis. Right? So first of all, the Gemara says later on, in Daf, Yud something, Tesvav, whatever, later on, that an Eved Ivri is Kona. You are Kona the Guf of an Eved Ivri. Here we see you're not Kona the Guf of an Eved Ivri. What's going on? So it's a machlokus between Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos says that you're Kona in the sense that you can't be Mochel him. You can't let him just go. You're Kona him in the sense that you own him for purposes of working. You can give him to a Shifcha Kananis. Yeah, that's only because the Torah, he works for you by day, he works in your field, and at night he works for you by giving you Avadim. So he's with a Shifcha Kananis, those children are Avadim Kananim, and they belong to the master. So he's working for you. It has nothing to do with a Kenyan. If it has to do with, that's the Torah give a dispensation. The Rajbah says, no, you are Konahim, and the reason why, you are Kohen him. And that's why you can get a Shifcha Kananis. His Judaism has gone down. That's why he's called an Ivri, because he's like an old Jew, like from Avram Avinu's time. He doesn't do all the mitzvahs. He doesn't do a Shifcha. The mitzvah of a Shifcha, no one else is allowed to have a lesson with Shifcha Kananis. He is. Why? His Judaism has gone down. Why? Because he's owned by you. He's owned now by somebody else. So then why is he allowed to, why can't he eat Truma? The answer is because he can get out of it without the das of the Baal. How does he get out of it? 6 years show up. He's free. The Baal has nothing to say to that. Nothing to say about that. He can't stop it. He can't. An Eved Kanani, he owns forever. A wife, only he can divorce a wife. So all those people eat truma. an Eved Ivri, even though he owns him and he's Kohenim, whatever one of the words you use, he's not in control of him. When Yovel comes, when 6 years come, the guy's free. Since there's no das in controlling him, he doesn't eat truma. So it's two totally fundamental different ways of how you look at an Eved Ivri. Right? According to the Rashi, his mamash almost like an Eved. The one caveat is, he goes out without my control. So therefore, I can't give him truma. According to Tosfos, no, he's like a hired worker. It's like a hired guy. Happens to be, there's a special dispensation, you can give him a shivcha kananis. Two totally different ways of looking at an Eved Ivri. Right, well, there's a guy goes to the subway stop and picks up some workers. They don't need truma. They don't need truma. So it's a similar thing. A bod is a special thing. You can give him a shivcha kananis at night. Special thing. Right, it's two totally different ways of looking at an Eved Ivri. Okay, next. So back to the question. If a girl leaves at 12, she for sure leaves at 12 and a half. Ella, Amar Abaya. No. Well, litzricha ella beger, islandess. She's a, what kind of bogress is she? She's an islandess. What's an islandess? An islandess is a girl that doesn't develop simanim until she is 20. No, I'm sorry. She doesn't develop simanim at 12 and a half. So from 12 and a half to 20, we wait. Is she a late bloomer? Is it going to come? And by the time she turns 20, if she doesn't develop the simanim of a isha, which are a few of them, she doesn't have the body shape of an isha, her voice doesn't sound like a normal isha, or she can't have children, then at 20, we don't wait past 20. At 20, she's declared an islandess. It's a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Do we live a freya? At 12 and a half, she becomes a considered an adult or not? That's a machlokes. But certainly at 20, she goes out free. So that 20 is not 12. So that's why she's still there. At 12 and a half, she doesn't have any simanim of an adult to make her stay. What? It means something if you're normal. It means something if you're normal. That's why there's two different simanim. Normal girls go out at 12. The not normal ones, they have to wait till 20.
She sold how many years?
Oh, we'll get that in a minute. No, no nafkamina. Only for this din of Amivriya. Talking about the chamina, benayrus, tapuk. I would think that if she develops nairus, goes on to hate, she goes out at 12. The bagrus, low tapek. The bagrus doesn't go out at all. Kamash malon, she does. Asks Yossi, basically, asks all the Rishonim, wait a minute. If Rav holds that we backdate it to 12 and a half, so wait a minute. How could she ever go out at 20? Why? Because if she was sold at, let's say, 10 years old, then at 16, it's 6 years. She goes out with 6 years no matter what. If she sold when she's 15, right? So then at 20, now she says, hey, I'm 20, I don't have any simanim, now I go out. But no, Rav backdates it. So it turns out that at 12 and a half, she was a bogeres. She's also an islandess. And the whole thing's a mekachtos. So, the Ramban says that yes, the master has to pay back all the money that he benefited from her from the time of 12 and a half till whenever he got her. Because she sold at 10. So from 10 to 12 and a half, he can keep her. And then she left at 16, right? Or let's say, so any time after 12 and a half, he has to pay the money back. If he bought her at 15, he has to pay the whole thing back. Because when it turns 20, she was really free at 12 and a half. She's just an islandess. He wasn't allowed to have her. The whole thing was a mekachtos. That's Ramban's answer. What?
Back to you're comparing her to an
Amivri. No, an Amivri also leaves with 6 years.
Is he still 16? So it's still 18.
What? Right, but Rav holds that when she develops islandess simanim at 20, right. her islandess state retroactively goes back to when she's 12 and a half,
correct.
Which means you can't sell her. She's an adult. We just waited till 20 to realize that she's going to be an adult at 12 and a half. So the whole zomekachto, you're not allowed to sell an adult. You're only allowed to sell katanos. You can't sell adults. So the whole thing is a mekachto. So the Ramban says, you're right, you have to give it back. You have to give all the money back. But she was sold before she was 12. So, what if she sold afterwards? I don't know what the Rabban would say to that, but the Ravid answered that the simonim of islandess, let's say she sold at 16. And she started, she's a late bloomer, so what's going on with it? We don't know, she's a late bloomer. Now, at 17, she starts to develop simanim of ilanus. Simanim of a gadola, but she's not going to be a normal gadola. She's not going to be able to have children. She doesn't have a voice of a normal woman. She's an ilanus. So at 16, she was nothing. We don't know what's going to be with her. Then at 17, she starts to develop simanei ilanus. Then at 20, she goes out. But at 16, it wasn't a mekachtos, because she wasn't an ilanus yet. That's another. So if you say that simanim of ilanus are a separate thing, then there's a way for the sale to take place after she's 12 and a half, but before she's 20. Okay.
Then it doesn't work retroactively.
Then it does work retroactively, but it wasn't a mekachtos. So maybe the rabbi will hold the same thing as the Ramban. You might have to give some money back because I wasn't allowed to have her anymore. Because at 17, she started to develop some money islandness already. That could be. There's no other way to answer this question. There's no other way for this to ever happen. Okay. Next. Maske flamar baravashi. Wait a minute. Flav kavachomer who? Isn't it a kavachomer? Mas simonim she'en motziyim rishus av. Just like simonim, which don't free a girl from her father's home just because she's not 12 and a half. It doesn't mean she's free. She's still under her father. Motziyim rishus adon. That does let her go out from her master. So bagrus. So 12 and a half. She motziyim rishus av. Which takes her out of her rishus av. Now she doesn't have to listen to him anymore. She's 12 and a half. Ain't no din she motziyim rishus adon. Certainly she leaves her master. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ela ama ma baravashi. Lo nitzrucha. The whole point is, El Iker Zavina the Islandus. The whole sale of an Islandus. So I might think the Issi Simoni Nairis have a Zavina. That if she has Simoni Nairis, it's a good sale. The low Issi Simoni Nairis. But if she doesn't have Simoni Nairis at all, because she's an Islandus, low have a Zavina, it's not even a sale. Kamash Malan, Viyatzachinam. It's a sale. So the Gemara says, Ulamar Baravashi, the Omar, Velav Kalvachomer, who? But wait a minute. But according to Mar Baravashi, that said, isn't it a kalvachomer? Harmrinon milsa de issa bekalvachomer tarch v'kasev lakra. But we just said a minute ago that not a minute ago, like 10 minutes ago, that sometimes something which is learned out from a kalvachomer will also be the Torah will go out of its way to write it. So every kalvachomer could say, well, the Torah wrote it anyway. So he says, no. Hani mili. When do we say that idea that if it's a kalvachomer, it will be written anyway? Hecha deleka shinuye. That's it. There's no other way to learn it. Abel hacha de ikka shinuye. There's another way to learn it. How? We could say that the Kavachomer teaches me the sale, not the Kedushin. Kamash Malan, I don't say that rule. I don't say that rule. Okay, next. Vitana Maisi La Mehacha. Now, that's one idea. That what? That a father gets Kesef. Kedushin from Yotzachinim in Kosef. Vitana Maisi La Mehacha. Tatanya. It says in the Torah, this is Kicha Kicha. Kiikach Ish Ish Ubala. Vahoy Yom Lamachachem Be'enav Kimatzaba. Ein kicha ela bekesef. Kicha means kesef. V'chinu omer says by Avram Avinu, Masati kesef hasada kach bimeni. V'halodinu. What do we need a pasuk for? It's a kal v'chomer. V'halodinu. Ma oma ivriya. In oma ivriya she ain't or niknas bebiya. Can't be acquired with bia. Niknas bekesef. She can be acquired with kesef. Zu. This girl. She niknas bebiya. A regular girl who can be acquired with bia. Ein odin she tikne bekesef. Can't she be acquired with kesef? Kal v'chomer. Asks the Rabbi Chanan, wait a minute, we know that there's a rule called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You can't punish somebody on the basis of a Kal V'chomer. So if we're saying that a girl is married via a Kal V'chomer, and then you live with her, she's a married woman, she's an Eishes Ish, you're going to be put to death for living with an Eishes Ish on the basis of a Kal V'chomer. Ein Onshin Min Hadin. How could that be? How could that be such a havamina like this? Says Rabbi Chanan, no. We don't learn out that the chiyuv of Misa of an Eishes Ish is from a Kal V'chomer. That's not what we learn out. We learn out that she's married from the basis of a Kal V'chomer. The fact that you go ahead and live with her, that's your problem. That's your problem. Right? That's not a Kal V'chomer. That's in the Torah. You're not live with an Eishes Ish. What's an Eishes Ish? Okay, that could be from a Kal V'chomer. It's one step more removed. The problem with that is that by the chalos of the kedushin could be from a kal v'chomer. You go ahead and live with it. That's your problem. That's not ein onshin min hadin. The problem is that there's a sefri that says that this tumah cannot be learned out of a kal v'chomer. Tumah cannot be learned out of a kal v'chomer. Even though the Rambam, in the second halach of Hilchas Tumah, does learn out tumah from a kal v'chomer. And there's a big Kesef Mishnah there. I did not understand what he said. Because the Sefri says, you can't learn out tumah from a kal v'chomer. Why not? Because then I'm going to be tameh, and I'm going to go on the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm going to get a chiyuv misa. Wait a minute, ain't on shimin adin. So it's the same thing. Tumah is learned out from a kal v'chomer. You go ahead and go on the Beis. That's your problem. The owner, it's a step removed. That's not learning the ikur ein on shemin adin. There's a rule of tumah. I can learn out kal v'chomer. If a sharet or this or that, you make all these rules of kal v'chomer. The fact that I go ahead on the Beis HaMikdash, that doesn't mean ein on shemin adin. The Gros said the whole sefri is mochik, the whole sefri. But it's in the Rambam there. There's a big kesef mishnah how the Rambam could learn ein on shemin adin. And I thought the answer is obvious. You're not learning ein on shemin adin. You're learning a din of tumah. You go ahead and go on to the Beis HaMikdash. That's not ein on shemin adin. That's taking it to the next level. Okay. So we have a potential kal v'chomer to learn out that a woman is acquired with kesef. So the Gemara says, no, yivama tochiach. Yivama can disprove that kal v'chomer. Why? She niknas bebia, because she can be acquired with bia, the ainu niknas bekesef, but she can't be acquired with kesef. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but mali yivama, she can't ain niknas b'shtar. But yivama can't be acquired with shtar. So I have a reason why yivama is weaker than the others, and the kal v'chomer would stand. Tomar bezu, she niknas b'shtar. Talmud Lama, therefore the pasuk says, kikach ish. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, I have a good kavachomer. Halama likra, ha'isilah, I have a kavachomer. Ah, you brought up Yavama? Yavama is much weaker. Yavama doesn't work by shtar. So Amar of Ashi, no, mishum to ikla meimar, meikara didina pircha, because I have a way to undo the entire kavachomer, not just to ask a pircha on it, but to undo the fundamental issue of the kavachomer. Why? Mehecha kamaisisla, where are we learning this kavachomer out from? We're learning it out from me'am ivriya. Right, but wait a minute. Mala Amavir, she can yatsa bekesef. And Amavir can go out with kesef. She can buy her freedom. There's no idea of buying out. You can't give a woman money and say, here's your get. Although I think that tomorrow we'll raise that as a possibility. You can't do that. So the whole Amavir is a different bria. They're so fundamentally different. There's no kavachomer here. Tamar bezusha ain't yatsa bekesef. Right? A woman can't leave with kesef. Talmud lomar kikach ish. Since the kal v'chomer is no good. Why? Because the Amavri is so different. I need a pasuk. Next, v'itzrach lemichtav v'yatza chinam v'itzrach lemichtav kikach ish. I need both. So now the Gemara says, why do I need both? Why do I need kikach kikach mitzvah Yafron? And why do I need v'yatza chinam and kasef? Why do I need both? So the Gemara says, v'yikasef rachmana kikach. Had I only had the pasuk kikach kikach, I would have thought kiddushin diyavlo bal dida havi. I would think the kesef kedushin always goes to the girl. Kasev rachmana v'yatzachinam. No, it goes to the father if she's a katana. V'yikasev rachmana v'yatzachinam. Had I only had that, I would have thought hechadiyav ihi lididei v'kidashto have kedushay. I would have thought Rashi. This is how Rashi learns. I would have thought that if I want to marry a girl and she's under 12, I have to give the kesef to the father. What if the girl's over 12? Maybe she can give the husband money. Maybe she can give the husband. She'll be Makadish herself to the husband by giving him money. No. Kasa Rahmana ki yikach. The low ki sikach. She has to be passive. She can't be the one giving. Now, Ubala. It says in the Torah, Ubala. Malamed, Shiniknas Bebia. That's how we know that a woman can be acquired. One of the ways of acquiring an Isha is with Bia. Follow Dinu, but wait a minute, what do we need a pusset for? Ba'ula. That's how we know that a woman can be acquired with Bia. Have a Kal V'chomer. Ma Yavama She'e Niknas Bekesef Niknas Bebia. Yavama, you can't, there's no such thing as Kesef Kedushin for Yavama. It's only Bia. Zoo. So this a regular girl. Shiniknas Bekesef Ein Odin Shiniknas Bebia? For sure. So the Gemara says, Ivriya tochiyah. Ivriya will disprove that kal v'chomer. Why? She niknas bekesef, because she can be acquired with kesef. The ain niknas bebia. She cannot be acquired with bia. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But malo Ivriya she ain kinyan l'shum ishus. But your Ivriya is not acquired for ishus. She's acquired for a servant. Tomar bezu she kinyan l'shum ishus. Right. What about this one who is acquired for ishus? So we have disproven. So we have not disproven the kal v'chomer. Well, we've disproven the pircha on the kal v'chomer. We still have a valid kal v'chomer. And therefore the Gemara says, Tam alam ba'ula. We have a pasuk. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'lam alikra, ha'isilah. We do have a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is from a yavama. The Amivriya pircha, we knocked that off. So Gemara says, Amar Ravashi mishum de ikul meimar meikar de dina de pircha. The whole kavachomer doesn't make any sense. Why not? Because mehecha kamaisi los miyavama. With how are we making a kavachomer from yavama? If yavama can only be acquired with bia, not kesef, so a regular girl can be acquired with kesef. For sure, could be acquired with bia. That's a faulty kavachomer. You know why? Because mali yavama shekem zekuk of all medes. Because the yavama is waiting for you. When the brother dies, she's a zakuk to you. Tomar bezu she'ein zekuk of all medes. A regular girl is not zakuk to you. So who said that bia would work? It only works by yavama because she's zakuk. Who said it would work by a regular girl? Talmud lama uba ula. That's why we have a pasuk. All right, I wanted to say a big lump just here at the top Tosos, but we ran out of time. We will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.